John chapter 11. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
If any chapter is filled with emotion, drama, tears and sensation, here it is. Well, if the blind man could say, "Once I was blind, but now I see," here was Lazarus shouting, "Once I was dead, but now I'm alive again." The one who created living things at his word, can he not raise the dead at a word? A fitting climax to the 7 miracles or signs in John's gospel. The build-up is nail-biting. Jesus declares at the outset of this whole episode that this is intended to reveal God's glory. He even declares, "I'm glad I was not here, so that you may believe." Friend, God orders circumstances in our lives so that we might come to belief and trust in the Lord Jesus. There was a majestic serenity, a divine authority, a sovereign unfolding of God's perfect plan on that awesome day. Jesus pronounces in the midst of this bereaved family's grief, "I am the resurrection and the life," the title given to God alone, God, the resurrection and the life. We see Martha blurting out in her grief, "I believe that you are the Christ." Again, Jesus returns to the big picture with this statement, "If you believed, you would see the glory of God." Well, as one translation puts it, those majestic words, "Lazarus, come forth." You know, Jesus calls us to come forth and to come alive from our sinful condition. The Bible pronounces us dead in our relationship with God because of our sin. And yet by his death on that cross, Jesus calls out to us by name, "Come forth."